Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
When French only was there, the program is in a whole lot better situation now.
So, but I mean, now you can't finish fourth in your division.
Yeah, but I don't think that's about the job. That's just about the job being done, probably. Okay. So, the guys you're talking about, they're in places where the programs did need to be elevated.
No,
to there.
Those are top-level programs.
Right. I mean, and part of it is Clemson has been elevated to there.
Yeah.
But A&M might be where Clemson was before Dabo. Is it that time of the season where everybody who is somebody has already been picked up?
Well, P. Ryan was a big ad because Chris Thompson got hurt this past week. Corey Coleman is a pretty good ad. He had his first game back from his broken hand, and I don't hate the idea of taking a shot on him. And his soon-to-be teammate, Josh Gordon, could... He's available in a lot of leagues. He could be an ad. This is the time of the year, since all the bye weeks are over, roster construction-wise, you want to be focused less on carrying depth.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Flower. Jalom Salomon in the house, along with A.J. Hoffman. That's the first 2 hours of the Blitz. If you missed it, you missed some good stuff.
Yeah.
We've been all over
relatively good stuff.
We've had relative stuff.
Yeah.
Relatively good stuff. We've had fat, naked white men, angry little racist white kids, you know.
Bologna nipples and bologna.
And bologna, real bologna. Bad bologna and worse bologna. Yeah. Burnt bologna and unfried bologna. I'm still with him. He's a free man, sending pictures to a woman he's trying to hook up with.
It's still gross.
Yeah,
it's just like the Chris Forster stuff from about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But you would think we're at the point where people realize, you know, you put it out there, it's eventually going to come back.
Of course.
You know, but.
And if you look like that, just don't put it out there ever, because it might show up on the internet one day.
But his statement didn't seem to be all that concerned about how he looked. Maybe he's proud of it. Part you haven't seen is really impressive.
Yeah, maybe so.
So if it's impressive, then
maybe,
you
know, so.
It's the Greg Oden thing, like you say. You want people to think that.
I guess.
Nothing wrong with that at all. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All of the social media for the Blitz here, check it out, ESPN 97.5 on Snapchat, Twitter, at Degenerates975, the Blitz 975 on Facebook. Do like that. And, of course, you can stream the show on the ESPN radio app and on ESPN975.com. I'm at Jerome Salomon. He's at AJ's Real. And we talked about Kevin Sumlin a little bit, and it seems like it's a foregone conclusion that he's out. I mean,
yeah. Reports are that he's fired at the end of the season. So this is probably his last game, because they usually don't let lame duck coaches coach the bowl game.
Yeah, there would be no reason for that. Does that take any way of the potential? I don't think it'd really be luster. No offense to the Texas Bowl, but Texas and A&M meeting up in a bowl game this year.
If that bowl game happens, people won't care who's there coaching. That'll be about fans, mm-hmm. which I think would be great. I don't think it'll happen because too many bowls get to pick before the Texas Bowl does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Texas will be taken before them. But it would be really fun to watch. I don't think it'll happen, though.
I don't know if it'd be fun to watch this year. The way these two teams are put together.
Dude, that's the worst thing that came out of the whole Aggie moving to the SEC.
That's what bothered me more than anything. I wrote about it over and over, and Aggie's like, oh, you're just hating. I'm like, no. These two teams, these two schools, these two institutions are supposed to play every year, and that's just it. And if that's not going to happen, I'm going to be upset at them for not letting it happen.
So, and by the way, I think both of them are to blame. I think there's
right.
pettiness and pride on both sides.
No doubt.
You know, I think that for the Aggies, they don't like being labeled little brother.
But stop acting like one.
You go out and win yourself a national championship, and you know, no one's going to little brother you anymore. You know, it's very difficult if you're outperforming them. You know, but
that was all. But it wasn't even. I don't even think it was about the performance. It was in their head more than anything. They always felt like they were lesser than. I'm like, well, that's your fault that you feel lesser than.
The entire Big 12 fell apart because Texas A&M and Nebraska, which were the third and fourth biggest football programs in that conference, could not stand that they weren't one and twos.
Right.
And it's like, well, you're in a conference with Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, this is the real world.
And
Nebraska spent some time as a number one.
Yeah, they were number one when the league started. They were the big dog. And A&M was ahead of Texas at the time. But the thing about it is, like, that's wins and losses on the field. But there's nothing preventing A&M from being the best program in Texas.
Nothing.
I mean, it wasn't like UT couldn't, you know, exact the rule and say, we're always going to be better and whatever we want goes. No, you can. There are other people in the league. You can convince them to vote with you on things. And they didn't differ on nearly as many things as people thought. And in hindsight, just as I tried to say at the time, the Longhorn Network isn't nearly all that.
No.
It wasn't nearly as important. They're like, oh, man, look what they're trying to do.
They thought it was like this massive recruiting advantage.
No, it ain't going to make no big bit of difference whatsoever.
All it is some money in Bevo's pocket is all it was.
And they wouldn't miss it if it weren't there, and they don't even notice it's there because they have that much money, that $15 million a year, whoop-de-darn-do. But Aggie was all up in arms over it, and it's like, no, come on. You're not going to be able to do on Longhorn Network what – the people who were freaking out about it thought they were going to be doing. No, you're not going to be able to have whoever the number one quarterback in the state is. You're not going to be able to put him on and have a show every week while you're recruiting him and call it the so-and-so show. It wasn't going to work that way. The NCAA wouldn't allow it anyway. So that fear proved to be unwarranted.
Well, I always looked at A&M, and if A&M... if they could do what Auburn did and kind of, you know, shake that little brother thing off and go out and win just once. And Auburn's, I mean, they've been good a couple times in my lifetime, but, you know, one time they sort of got shafted out of the championship scene, which, you know, would never happen now with the way the SEC is. But in 2004, you know, Oklahoma and USC were just, it was a bigger product. It didn't matter what the SEC was. But when they won in 2010, I mean, are they still little brother? Technically, because Alabama's just such a beast. But Texas isn't Alabama.
No.
Texas is a conquerable beast. Alabama's not. That's Godzilla. Yeah, I mean, you could throw all the rocks you want at it. They're still going to walk around stomping the earth like Alabama, knocking over buildings, as long as Nick Saban's there.
Yeah, and I mean, this is what I've said all along, way before there was even mention of moving anywhere, before there was even the breakup. I'm like, no, there's no reason that A&M should walk around thinking they can't beat Texas.
Now, to be fair, when A&M did leave, it was during the best run that Texas football has had, you know, since the 60s, probably.
But it was the back end of it. And
it was, but they didn't know that. I mean, it was hard to know that at the time.
Maybe
the collapse came pretty suddenly at Texas.
It was a pretty.
It was like, oh, looking good. A second national championship game. Literally, one injury changed the entire face of Texas football. I don't know if they would have won that game if Colt McCoy wouldn't have got hurt. And I never take that as an excuse because Colt McCoy didn't fall on a banana peel. Alabama knocked his ass out of the game.
Yeah,
but. To go from Colt McCoy to Garrett Gilbert, blown out in that, or well, not blown out, beaten handily in that championship game, Colt McCoy's gone, and the handoff to Garrett Gilbert was just not what they thought it was. And to their credit, they went out and recruited the best on paper quarterback in the country and got him to show up at and they were like, well, it's just going to keep rolling. And so I kind of understand why Aggie might think,
but it's not like A&M. There was nobody for them to recruit.
That's true.
It's not like they couldn't get players. I mean, with Texas being good, has that ever stopped Oklahoma from saying we can do it?
They always find a way to go out and get good players.
Yeah, so that's no excuse. It'd be different. It's different at Oregon State.
Right.
Where there aren't any players in your state. You got to go get them from somewhere, and you got to get them from everywhere else. And it's kind of only one of you can really be good at a time.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of ways. It's not like that here.
Everybody could be good.
Yeah. I mean, Baylor got players.
Yeah.
A&M could have been getting those guys, you know.
Yeah.
Texas Tech had some players that could come and go in at times. TCU came from something to nothing
yeah.
over the course of that time. It's A&M's fault that A&M wasn't competing with Texas. And Texas was... Yes, great
now,
run they were in.
What I will say for A&M in their defense, and if you know me, I don't defend Aggie very often, Aggie football, but...
Yeah, it's shocking.
A&M felt like they... And I'm torn on this because A&M felt like they were not being... They were not getting a fair portion of the Big 12 proceeds, to which I would say, well, the Big 12 was not... Back then, it was not like a... It wasn't communism. The SEC's communism. Vanderbilt gets the same money that Alabama does. Texas and Oklahoma got more money than everybody because they brought in more money than everybody else.
Yeah.
You know,
and nothing was stopping from A&M from bringing
you
more.
Could have done that. If you became as big a program as them, that could have been you. But A&M took the guaranteed, you know, the guaranteed portion of pie. And Texas and Oklahoma were not going to say, yeah, sure, have some of our pie. Mm-hmm. They had no need to do that.
And again, I think most of it was a petty jealousy that proved to be petty.
Yeah.
You know, because.
And now, by now, you would think most of the people who were in power when this fell apart, most of them are gone now. Mm-hmm. You would think they could get it, you know, get past themselves and put this game back on the schedule. But for some reason, it seems like neither party is interested in doing so. And it can be done. You know, Texas and Oklahoma always played. And they weren't always in the same conference.
No.
People tend to forget that when Texas was in the Southwest Conference. 1986,
yeah.
Yeah, and Oklahoma was in the Big Eight. They still played every year.
And that was a game that was knocking you out of something.
Yep.
Big time. And it hurt,
and Texas had
everything.
You know, the Arkansas game, that was another game that they lost. And when I was a kid, Texas had three rivalry games every year. A&M, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Every year. And the Arkansas game is gone. If you had to lose one of the three, okay.
That was the one.
That's the one. But the Texas and A&M should play football every year on tomorrow, on Thanksgiving. Or on the Friday, whatever. But every Thanksgiving weekend, Texas and A&M should be playing. And it pisses me off that it doesn't happen anymore.
It's better for the state, better for college football. And we get to a weekend like now where, you know, it's just... Well, it's changed the whole landscape. I mean, I don't have a problem with A&M being in the SEC, but I like to see A&M playing teams in the state. I like to see those teams playing
A&M. Of course.
I care a lot more about A&M Texas Tech than A&M Mississippi State.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I know they're trying to force a Texas Tech Texas rivalry, like that they'll play that the day after Thanksgiving. That does nothing for me.
TCU Texas.
That does nothing. And I don't care where you play it, you know, what you do, it's not the same thing. The only game that can go there and make it can work is that Texas versus Aggie game. That's the only thing I want to see.
All right, real quick before you do this, let's grab Henry here since he just called in. Henry, sports to you.
Henry, Hank. Hank,
Big
sports.
Big Bang Hank. I knew that message he was going to share was a fake.
Oh, it's fake news.
Yeah.
I should have known too. I saw it. It doesn't look like anything that would be real.
Something's wrong. Something wrong with our phone there. Catch you when we come back.
No, for some reason it locked up. I can't click him on, so I don't know what happened.
Well, you probably...
I'll reset it.
You waste some liquid over there.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll have Beth on.
Beth comes in there and he gets some liquid on the control board and it works.
Yeah, shocker. That's some of Tyler's prostate fluid would be my best guess. He's leaking. No surprise. That's Tyler's way. All right, guys. I don't even know what I'm talking about. This is a horrible transition. But there are two Rockets games over the holiday break here, guys. Come see the basketball with all the fixings this holiday season. The Rockets are serving up something special over the Thanksgiving holiday. Two Rockets games, including one tonight. Check out the regular season home debut of Chris Paul tonight as the Rockets take on the Denver Nuggets. Doors opened about 15 minutes ago, but you could still get tickets. Head on out to Toyota Center and watch them tonight. And if, you know, okay, well, it's the day before Thanksgiving, you can't make it out, you got family in town or something, all right, how about Saturday night? Bring the whole family out to catch James Harden and the Rockets hosting Kristaps Porzingis and the New York Knicks for their annual visit to H-Town. Doors open at 6 on Saturday. Go to Rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets to that one or any of the upcoming games this season. Run as one with the Rockets. Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK for tickets. I come from the water, yeah. Life in the desert.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
BetDSI is still offering that free $25 wager for registering using my promo code BLITZ25. If you haven't jumped on that offer now, there's only a limited time left with it. Do yourself a favor and jump on that now. BetDSI.com is simply a great sports book, rated A+ by the review sites. They have a reputation you can trust, lots of fun features, easy deposits and withdrawals, no hassles on getting your money. That's important, guys. Go to BetDSI.com right now and use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. Parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. And don't forget, you can bet while the action is live with in-game wagering. At home or on your mobile device, getting odds and placing bets is so simple and fun with BetDSI. Want to go beyond traditional sports? They've got an awesome online casino and racebook. How about politics or reality TV? BetDSI has those odds too. What are you waiting for, guys? If you're looking for a legit, secure, reputable online sportsbook, stop putting up with the hassles and the restrictions of other services. Switch to BetDSI now. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
What? They do make big dildos in white.
Jerome. Wait a minute.
They come in all colors.
Let me introduce myself, folks. Hi, I'm Beth from
Hello,
Darling
Beth.
Way. It's
that
so nice to
the,
join
that
y'all.
That was not the topic of discussion.
I'm telling
nice,
you.
Nice. Been there, AJ.
I said, right.
Sir, the mic came on as you were finishing that sentence. It was the topic of discussion.
I'm like, good gosh, no wonder you embarrassed. Tyler, I'm like, no wonder people around here get a little bit uncomfortable when I walk in the room.
Oh, it's my fault?
It's your fault.
You're the one who's trying to get everybody to try an anal
a narrow prostate
massager.
Because it's healthy and it feels good. Yes. And simple.
And joining us now, Beth Liebling here.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Owner of Darling Way, and she'll be with us. If you got any questions, hit us 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Speaking of that,
yes,
slightly off topic, but today is the anniversary of when JFK was killed, and I was reading a story
Nothing makes me feel sexy like that.
I was reading a story about his back injury being a factor in that he wasn't able to dodge the bullet. Seems a little bit of a stretch, but you may not know he was really sickly as a kid.
Yeah.
Throughout his childhood. And then when he was about 15 to 17, he was 15, he weighed like 117 pounds. He thought for a while that he had leukemia. Doctors eventually realized that he had, they called it peptic ulcer disease, which is, we call colitis now. Mm-hmm. But JFK wrote at the time when he was 17 about a test that he took for this. And he described it as, I went through the most harassing experience of my life. An iron tube, 12 inches long and 1 inch in diameter, up my ass.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That don't sound good at all.
Right.
They don't do that anymore like that, do they?
Well, okay.
One inch in diameter.
I don't even play one on TV.
1 inch in diameter, I feel like that's manageable, right?
Well, the diameter, right. It's the fact that it's straight, and there's nothing about our bodies that's perfectly straight.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Right? That's the kind of problem.
1 inch.
But, yeah, 1 inch is totally fine. But that's the thing. I mean, that's That's like when AJ, when he tries to combine.
You better not complain about bigger than 1 inch. You're going to blackball yourself here.
No, no, no. I'm past. No. From that end, no. That's too big. No.
That's too big for you?
Nothing goes there.
This is why women bear children, right? Think about what comes out of us.
No.
Okay. But, exactly.
No.
You guys. All right. Now I feel like I'm in kindergarten here. So let me talk to the men out there. How's that? Let's get to the men, not the 5 girls.
All right. What do the men care about?
I'm telling you.
Men are like, give me the 12 inches.
No. Let me just tell you that Aneros is actually coming out with a new line. And I swear, I know that you're taboo. I know that you've been taught and somehow you two particularly have incorporated. Nothing goes in your little tush. But I'm telling you that if you're willing to go there, it's way, way fun for men. I promise you, it hits the prostate. It's a super orgasm. I just don't understand why you're willing to try other things and not try this. You'd try two women. You would try three women. You would try missionary. You try all these different positions. You would try going in a woman's holes, whichever hole it is.
No, see, I realized that was not as good.
Okay, well, so try this a few times and then tell me. Well, then you were doing it wrong. So that's, I tell people, like, men don't know actually how to do anal sex.
Know how to do it better?
But it wasn't enjoyable.
Yes, you've never had a penis.
And I know how to teach people.
But it's not enjoyable for me. It didn't.
Well, that's
it
fine. So
feel
you tried it and you figured
feel
it out.
Like
I'm
thing.
Totally okay. There's a lot of stuff that isn't for us, but I'm just saying the fact is that the prostate massagers actually are incredibly healthy. And so just stop it at that point, right? So we take medicine, we do shots, we do all these things that actually have other side effects, and we do them because they're healthy. And I'm telling you that at the base level, the fact is laughing about it is it's like laughing at people who try to actually stay fit because it really is important. And it's a huge difference to the prostate. Well, and so do I. So, and that's okay as long as we keep it in perspective. But the fact is keeping the prostate healthy really is huge. It makes a huge difference for men because as they get older, that's one of the leading causes of irritation problems.
You're saying this anal probe is a health benefit, not just sexual pleasure.
Oh, that's how they started. They have patents as medical devices. They started in Houston because doctors were prescribing the Aneros prostate massagers for men who had prostate problems. That's how this lead designer that works for them. That's how he found them.
He had massive troubles
for months and months and months.
I drink too much. I do drugs. I eat like hell. Why would I start doing something healthy that involves putting something in my ass all I'm saying.
The reason you do those other things is because they feel good.
Yes.
So the fact is that once you got over it, it would actually feel really good. At some point, I'm telling you, all of us went through a stage where we thought giving oral sex was kind of gross. We went through a stage probably where we thought You probably did.
I was begging for it.
No, when you were probably 10 or 11 or 8 or 9,
I didn't know about that.
Well, at some point, you probably learned, and there's this reaction. And I'm just saying, so
like,
you
what?
Can stay
Girls
5
will let you do
old.
That? I'm in.
Right. Well, that's the thing. What? You could have a super orgasm? You should be in. But anyway. But let's move on.
Let's tell everyone what's going on Saturday. The big event is on Saturday.
The big event.
The massive event.
Yes. AJ acts like AJ, you guest co-host on my show, Love and Laughter with Beth.
AJ in the house. AJ late at night.
Late at night. It's going to be probably 10:30. It's after the football. It must be the Aggies playing and something.
A little risque there.
A little, actually. So here's the deal. It's so exciting because I have a very special guest that AJ introduced me to.
Yes.
He and AJ have been friends for a long time. His name is Evan Varty, and he is 4 foot tall. 4 foot 5 inches tall. Mm-hmm. He is officially, by his own description, a little person.
Yeah. Okay.
And
he has a 9-inch dong. 9 inches.
I think you might be exaggerating, but you could tune in and find out Evan's answer on this show.
How would you know this?
Because I asked him.
We talked about all this stuff on the show.
What do you think? Of course I asked him.
And Evan was so nice. He's like, he's 4 foot five, but I swear he is as brave as anybody to face me with my big mouth and AJ with his big mouth and with the understanding that we could ask him anything, and he did. It was
you're just asking for an inappropriate one there.
Oh yeah, it was lots of fun, but I think it's going to be good because really people don't think about what it's like to be different and still want and need sex and all sorts of different positions and all sorts of how does he get women to go out with. I mean, it's a whole different perspective. And and then this past week I had the opposite extreme, so I had Bobby Duncan, who is 6'9". And that was interesting, right? So I just like, right, there's all these different people. And I'm this middle-aged 52-year-old. And nobody thinks I should be wanting sex either and stuff. So it's kind of nice to realize that we all do. We all have this in common. And it just comes out in all sorts of different ways. So I hope everybody will join in and listen Saturday night, probably give or take around 10:30 this Saturday night. It's usually 10 p.m. or after whatever football game. But also they can catch any of this episode right after airing or any of our previous episodes on iTunes. So search us out and we talk. It's everything mating, dating, sex, and relationships. So everything very I nice. Love. Right. It's so much fun. So thank you. And thank you, AJ, because you are
course.
So much fun. It was,
of course I am.
I told you, I'm like nervous being on with you on my show, right?
Why?
It's one thing, because it's one thing to be on this show with you and everything and y'all, you know, I came on, I'd never been on the radio before and everything. And so I'm a beginner and y'all just treated me like whatever and stuff. But then to have it be when like, it okay, to, this is supposed to be my show. I'm supposed to be a professional.
Boss, right? Wait, we treated you like whatever. Is that a good
you're
thing?
The boss,
or not?
Yeah.
We treated you like whatever.
Actually, it was a really good thing.
Okay.
Because you didn't really make allowances, but you also didn't expect me to know what I was doing. So that was good. But you didn't hold it against me.
Okay.
Yeah. You just let me walk in and you tell me if something was good or bad or whatever.
So do you get the boss AJ going. Around?
I mean, and you never, you know what also I will tell you? You never treated me like a quote, like a girl or a woman.
No.
Right? You never held back. You never like no kid gloves. Right? It was just easy. It was natural.
You're like one of the guys.
I was like one of the guys, but it felt, I didn't know that this kind of chemistry is unusual.
I believe in sexual equality.
I think you do.
And racial equality, Jerome. I don't treat you like a black man. I treat you like a man.
Right.
Right?
Oh, I'm in the bro. I'm
right?
in this bromance. I'm
George
in the
Jerome won't say it out loud.
Bromance.
That's okay.
I'm loving
nodding.
It.
Tyler,
nodding.
I treat you like a man, not a bearded man, right?
Tyler, he treats you like a black man, right?
Yeah. Like a black guy. He treats me like a black guy.
I treat you like a black guy?
Yeah.
I only know like one line from a movie, and it's, I was born a poor black child. That is one of my favorite
Steve
lines from
Martin,
one of my favorite, yes, best movie ever. I
best
like
movie ever?
That's one of my favorites. I really, I laughed. I laughed so hard.
Right.
It was hysterical. So anyway, so yes.
I liked the jerk, and then I tried to watch it like as an adult.
And it didn't quite
it didn't
do,
make
yeah,
me laugh anymore.
It makes me
didn't quite
fall
do the same.
Off my
I haven't
chair.
Seen it in a long time, like, but yeah, last time I saw it.
I could still watch Animal House, and I laugh. I'll laugh at that. But the jerk, I thought it was so funny when I was a kid.
It was so absurd.
And then now it's like,
when he's in looking up the Yellow Pages, I still have those feelings. In fact, sometimes when people say they've heard us on the radio, and I just think, oh my God, there are people listening. It's like being in the Yellow Pages. I'm real. I exist.
It's
astonishing.
People can Google you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Famous.
We have an addict on the line who wants to talk. I guess we can't say his name. Yeah.
Why? No, we can't.
Why?
He says he's an addict. He says he's hooked.
He doesn't say he's an anonymous addict. He said his name was Chris.
I'm just assuming.
I want to hear the question. Hi, Chris.
Hello?
Chris, turn your radio down so we can talk to you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, we got you. What's going on?
Yes, I wanted to comment because you were saying that there's some things that are just great, you know, if you just try them one time. And I can faintly remember there was a drug in the early 80s that made you feel real good if you tried it one time and helped you lose weight. Next thing you know, everybody's hooked on crack, you know. And I just think there's some things that you shouldn't just try one time because they feel good.
Okay.
And anaprobin would probably be on the top of my list.
I am sorry, Chris. I got to interrupt because I got to tell you that that's like, that's
next
absurd.
Thing you'll be offering to do things to get anally probed.
Yeah,
that's what he's concerned about.
If you, then don't, if you have that level of addiction, then okay. But let's just face it. There's a lot of downsides to crack. So if you spent 3 seconds thinking about it first.
Name one.
Exactly. There you go. But let me just tell you, there is nothing. There is no downside. There's no health. There's no contraindications. Except if you don't have a prostate.
It's all,
okay.
It's all in your
Otherwise,
head.
There you go. No buts about it. And but I'm just telling you, there is a lot of upside. But if you don't want to try, I can't help you. I'm just saying, I just think there are a lot of guys out there who say they're so adventurous and they're so willing. And I just think it's absolutely ridiculous that there's so much good here, including the possibility of really incredible, extraordinary pleasure, and that they would sign off it. But I can't help you. All I can do is just tell you. But
that's it. All you can do is put it out
there.
Put the information out.
I'm just putting it out there. And all I do, I tell you, if I think something, I say it. I don't
Jerome,
say
if
things
I were
I
you,
don't mean.
I would do it.
You,
if I were you, I would do it. I actually lost my prostate in the military.
You did not.
I did. I stepped on an IED. It blew my prostate off.
God.
In Vietnam.
You did not. Don't listen to him.
That's a true story. I was in Nam.
Okay, folks, here's the thing. Listeners, you have a choice. You can listen to AJ or you can listen to me. And I'm sorry, but when it comes to
this. This is my show. Of course they're listening to me.
Well, for a few
on
minutes.
On Saturday, they'll listen to you. That's your
Saturday,
audience.
They'll listen to both of us.
Yeah.
I love audience. You. I'm so glad to be here.
Beth, I tell people the show is on Saturday at what, 9 o'clock, Tyler?
My show?
After football
Love and Laughter
on Saturday.
With Beth?
No, it's after football, so it'll be like 10
o'clock.
It's always,
okay.
Right, it's supposed to be 10 p.m. on a regular basis, except football keeps making it not regular.
That won't be the case this Saturday, though, I don't believe.
They have it at 10:30 listed right now,
maybe,
so
yeah,
I don't know who's
game.
Going.
You're
there's a late
right.
game, so it's probably 10:30. But here's the thing, folks.
I can't believe they're bumping me. Do they know I was on that episode? They should cancel that Aggie
game. I know,
game.
Exactly. We're way more important. But here's the thing, folks. If you're listening streaming, sometimes, depending on the game, they don't broadcast it streaming. So when you try and turn on the streaming, you get dead air instead. You have to just keep checking your phone and find out when the game is over and when the after show is over, and then it'll be on. And if you just miss it, you have other things to do Saturday night. It'll be on iTunes, so they can listen anytime they want to.
Tell people where the shop is.
Darling Way is the shop, and we're doing Sexy Black Friday. I like that. Sexy Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Sunday Fun Day, and Cyber Monday. Also.
Sexy Black Friday is for you.
All the blacks are free.
Jerome will be there.
All the black stuff is on sale.
There's all sorts of things on sale.
How y'all celebrating black on Friday? That's what I want to know.
A sexy black, because everybody, like, black is just sexy. Every woman needs a little black dress and stuff. Well, we have all sorts of little sexy things that'll make any Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever day, fun and sexy. And all sorts of really great deals. So follow us on social media, and you can tell every day we'll have different daily specials. I guess tomorrow we're closed. Today's already Wednesday. But we're open extended hours, so we're open till 10 p.m. at night.
Ooh, late
this weekend.
Night, sexy
yes.
Black Friday.
And we've got mulled cider just to make it holiday. Easy parking. It's the best, easiest shopping that you can have this weekend. So come join us and say hi, and I will be around. And it's at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights. So easy, easy. And yeah. Oh, and then I was on last weekend on the Isaiah Factor. Isaiah Factor Uncensored.
Isaiah Uncensored, you were on? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. We did the whole Friday night show on Let's Talk About Sex. Mm-hmm. And it was me, and then it was Mistress Ella, Mistress Ella, the dominatrix.
Of course.
And then we had some swingers on that were just awesome and adorable, this really cute couple. And then we talked about all sorts of props. So shout out to Isaiah, because it was really nice of him to have me on. It was tons of fun. And he blushes. He just blushes. It's hard to see, but this was a big topic for him. And it was really fun to be there. Look, Jeremy's just laughing too.
Isaiah's my boy. So.
Yeah. Well, it was really nice. And it's hard to start these conversations. And I think it was important for people. So
he's sweet, okay. Innocent type.
All right, Beth, we will see you next week.
Thank you. I've got two giveaway cards here.
Oh,
two $25
Thanksgiving.
Yes. So I told Tyler, so you can pick a number and you can pick a number. And those two callers can get $25 gift cards for Darling Way.
I'll go with number 4.
Of course you would. I'd go 12.
I should have done number 6 and 9, but.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, number 4 and 12.
I like
number 4
you, Tyler.
Come on, stop being so childish.
Grow up.
Right, says the 5-year-old. All right, well, thank you all so much. Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. And really make it a season of love and laughter, folks, because it can be too stressful otherwise. So.
That's a great message.
Enjoy.
Probe yourself. You'll feel better.
Please do.
Out of this world orgasms. Just out of this world orgasms. I want one. I want one. I want one. Bye, guys. Mm.
Bye. All right. We'll be back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Carbach and what's going on out there. The fantastic restaurant, if you haven't been, the Korean fried chicken is my favorite thing. It's back on the menu. It was gone for a while. It's back. They've got tacos al pastor. They've got the poutine is back on the menu. They're doing some great things out there. You need to stop by. It's not just regular bar food. This is gourmet stuff. And everything that they've got there pairs well with the beer they've got on the wall, and they have got a ton on at any given time. You need an idea for your company holiday party, Carbox got you covered for private events. They got a ton of excellent options, including an indoor room that can accommodate approximately 185 people in an outdoor space in the beer garden. How come I can't talk during this, Reed? What's going on with me? Hang out in the beer garden after work. They open 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturday, and noon on Sundays. And while you're there, take a tour of the brewery located right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. And this holiday weekend, ask your bartender, or if you go by the liquor store on your way to a family outing, which I will be doing tonight, make it a Carbock.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Nice beat there. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I mentioned Tom Brady earlier. Did you see the news that his better half, and when I say better half, she's certainly been that financially throughout their tenure.
Gisele
Bündchen has had a run since 2002, which is the year after Brady became the starting quarterback with the Patriots. He took over. He started in 2001. He became the starter. They won the Super Bowl that year. But starting in 2002, Bündchen, who's 37, has been the top earner on the list of the world's highest paid models.
Yes.
Every year.
Good for her.
Until now.
Oh, no. She's been dethroned?
Dethroned is indeed the phrase that's used on the MSN.com story. Gisele Bündchen is out.
Lonzo Ball.
Kendall Jenner. Big baller brand is making a move up the outside.
Okay.
Way outside.
Kendall Jenner, huh?
Kendall Jenner has rolled in $22 million in the past year, more than double the $10 million Jenner earned last year.
Jeez.
Bündchen, yeah, she's all the way down to $17.5 million to be second. Poor thing.
What a heartbreaking.
I don't know how Brady's going to deal with it. She was making $30 million a few years ago.
Are her looks falling off, you think?
Well, she's had a couple of children. I mean, I never thought she was, she's doable. She's good looking, but, I think she looks better now than she looked before she had kids.
Who's hotter, Kendall or Kylie, Tyler?
I always get them confused.
I don't know which is which,
yeah.
I don't know either.
The one that all the basketball players are doing, I don't think she's all that hot.
Who was the one in the Pepsi commercial?
But she's freaky, though, we can tell.
They got a lot of hate.
I don't know.
That was either Kylie or Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of them?
It was one of those.
They're both pretty hot, I think.
Yeah. I think the youngest out of the two is not the one that I prefer.
Okay, so you like the older one.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
The younger one's 20 now, you're allowed to like them all.
They're adults now?
They're all adults now.
When you decided you didn't like her, she was 17?
I don't know. I don't think I knew about the Kardashian family whenever she was that young.
They're all pretty hot.
Well, this one is 22. She's 22, whoever Kendall is. She's only 22.
The only Kardashian that I am just not attracted to at all is the one that James Harden had, the Khloe.
That's the one I was talking about. The one that all the athletes do.
That one does nothing for me.
You would think those guys could do better, but she must really... I mean, she really can go.
Yeah, she can throw down. They got a lot of dough. That helps. That Courtney, I think, is way underrated, but I think she's like the, I think she does the least, like, putting herself out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She kind of stays hidden, but I think she's pretty hot, but she's kind of old now. She's like she's almost 40. Yeah. So, I'm not having sex with someone who's at 40. I can tell you that now.
Yeah. Your wife's 40, right?
No. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? My wife's 32. She's got 8 years to figure something out.
What about Caitlin?
No, I would not. Khloe or Caitlin, now we're having a conversation. But I don't know the answer. I can't answer that now.
Caitlin's too old for you.
She's too old. Okay.
68.
Caitlin or Chris?
I'll pass.
Who thought that Chris Jenner would have a more manly haircut than Bruce Jenner in 2017? Who thought that? Who saw that coming?
713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Do we have to hit another break?
No.
Okay.
We'll just go until the end of the show.
Yeah.
The
end of the show?
And what time do we have to be out?
53:50.
Okay.
So speaking of LeVar Ball, you do know that he's not Kunta Kinte, right?
I do know that.
A lot of people on the internet aren't so sure about that.
Why?
Because LeVar Burton, the actor who did play Kunta Kinte in Roots, has been getting a lot of hate mail from the Make America Great Again crew. Calling him, you low-down, dirty, washed-up actor, and your son is a thief. You ought to be grateful to the president.
Are you kidding me?
His name is LeVar, L-E-V-A-R, not even L-A-V-A-R, but Burton and Ball, older black man, actor,
guys,
and black father. They don't look alike. They don't sound alike.
Guys.
They have nothing in common except then first name begins with L.
Reading Rainbow, guys. Did they not see that show?
Yeah, one taught us how to read, and one probably is bad at reading.
LeVar Burton's not too pleased that LeVar Ball has gotten him.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's like, man, I wake up to my timeline and look at all this crap I'm getting. I haven't done anything to anybody.
Yeah, it says here on this website says, Trump lovers are attacking LeVar Burton because they think he's LeVar Ball. And, I mean, first of all, the worst thing that came out of this for LeVar Burton is that people now know what he does with his facial hair, which is it's insane. He's got like a standalone mustache, a soul patch, like right under his lip, and then separation, and then a goatee about the size of a fingernail.
Then a little Hitler.
And then it's like all dyed yellow. Like it's a really awful look.
I never watched those Star Trek things, but it must be for a role or something, right?
I don't know. Is he still doing Star Trek?
I don't know. I never watched. I've never seen the Star Wars movie. I don't do those things.
The good news is anyone who, never mind. I won't go.
Yeah, let it go. Speaking of bad faces or things on faces, have you seen some of the tattoo work that Astros fans have been getting lately?
Like Juggalo Trey's
championship
tattoo?
Championship trophies.
Yeah.
Trey's got one too?
He got an Astros tattoo.
Wow.
And they won.
I don't understand that.
You have a picture of Tom Brady on you holding up all his trophies.
Yeah, but that's not Astros.
Oh.
It's not World Series win.
That's true.
Lady Gaga's boyfriend has got a big new one that's a picture of her right on his arm.
Holding the Astros trophy?
That's not a wise move. Yeah, she's got the World Series trophy between her legs.
That would be so uncomfortable. That is not the kind of trophy. I mean, you know, the Super Bowl trophy, maybe. The NBA trophy, okay. That trophy cannot be pleasant.
No, that's a punishment.
That is trophy. Yeah, that's a torture trophy.
I don't care what Beth says. That would not be fun.
You would not tattoo a picture of a lady on you?
I don't think I would. No,
that's not for you.
I mean, I got a picture of her. I'd get a picture. I'd carry that around or something. But why would
that's
I?
Good.
And you put it on something where you can't even see.
Do you have any tattoos?
No okay. Tattoos.
Tattoo free.
I'm not anti.
Tyler, you have tattoos?
I have one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You regret it?
No. Okay. I got it. It was a CFH tattoo that I got after Dimebag died.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Sentimental.
Foreign language?
And you still don't regret it?
No, not really. I was 19. I don't know.
What is CFH?
He's got a Pantera tattoo. He's like a metal tattoo. What is it?
It's just their logo. It says CFH.
Okay.
It means Cowboys from Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're like
a rock band.
A hard metal?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that got a swastika in it or something?
No, they're not that kind of.
No.
Not that kind of metal band. No. They're the non-racist ones.
Oh, okay. You look like you're, with the Nation.
All right.
come on.
No, if you were in prison, you'd fit right in. You
oh,
know
he'd
you
have
would.
To. Of course, he'd have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know what side. I know where you'd go stand.
That would be the first one in there like, I can't believe they let these N-words walk around in here with everybody else. All of a sudden, Tyler has to be like super racist just to make it.
Got dudes.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's the worst thing about prison. Like, I can't imagine like having to like hang out with a bunch of Nazis. Like, oh, and it's not like you can be like, oh, I'd rather hang out with the black guys than the Nazis.
No, you got it.
Because the black guys aren't going to accept you, even if you're like, hey, I'm like one of the cool bald white guys. I'm down with you guys. I'm against these Nazis. They don't care.
You got to team up with. I wouldn't even hold that against anybody. I'm like, hey man, you got to do what you got to do.
You're forced. It's
you
like
survive.
There's two things that you might be forced to do in prison, and neither one of them is good.
Yeah, you don't take principles into prison with you. You should have used those principles before you got arrested. Yeah.
Just because you're a Nazi in prison doesn't make you a real Nazi. Just because you're gay in prison doesn't make you really gay.
It's if you do it whenever you get out.
If you get out and you're still doing Nazi or gay stuff, or God forbid, gay Nazi stuff, that's bad.
It is what it is. No, it is not bad.
Gay Nazi stuff is bad.
Gay Nazi.
Yeah.
It's the Nazi that's bad.
Yeah. I don't care if you're gay.
Gay Nazi. Yeah.
But gay Nazi, that's the worst. That's a self-loathing, like... What's worse, a gay Nazi?
What is gay Nazi?
A gay Nazi or a black
what
Nazi?
What is gay Nazi?
I don't know.
What do y'all walk around with those uniforms
I
on?
Don't know.
With the butts cut out of the back or something?
Type gay Nazi into YouPorn. See what happens, Tyler.
I'm not putting that on my work computer.
Put it into YouPorn. See what happens. All right. I got to tell you guys about Triangle Energy. Jerome, thank you for filling in this week. You did a great job.
Fun stuff, man.
I always enjoy it, man. Thank you very much.
You take your gay Nazi self home. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience. Triangle Energy is making it easy for you guys. They are a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. And what that means is you're paying the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. They've got an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on the bill. In fact, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. You sign up now for the Basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. What are you waiting for, guys? It's an easy decision. You're going to feel good about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064.